Hello, hello, hi. Welcome to Hope and Life Ministry. This is a message about Christ's kingdom, life in Christ Jesus. Well, my name is Hope Agba. I'm your host, and we're going to explore life in Christ, life-changing moment, life transformed by the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ. So the topic will be life in Christ. Yes, so I'm gonna just dive in. Christ's life in us is a life victorious relief. So let me start by praying. So Father, we thank you, we bless you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent to die, to redeem us from the curse of the Lord. So thank you, Jesus, that your word is true. We bless you for the redemption. We pray for this message. Lord, I am your servant. Use me to be a blessing to the listeners. Lord, bless the listeners. We pray, let your message be a revelation to them. And let them transform them. Let your message transform them. And those that need healing in their body, we pray that authority you've given us to be healed, be made whole, and that they will understand all the hope that lies in you. So thank you, Jesus. We pray your message, oh, bless the people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that people will know who Jesus is. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, it's a life transformed life through Jesus Christ. So it's a blessed life today. We are living in a time that we need Christ more than anything. Every nation needs Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, it's like a building a house on a beach without any foundation. Oh, life storms come, they knock against that house, it falls flat. Because it wasn't built upon the foundation of Jesus. That is how it is to live life without Jesus. But with Jesus, oh, it is he who hear the word of God and obey the word of God and put it to practice. It's like a building a house on the solid rock. Yes, the storms of life comes, it's hit against it. Oh, it remains sturdy. Yes, because Jesus is the rock of salvation. He is the rock on which we build our home, our eternity, our present life, our life that is lived victoriously. For life in Christ bring a true peace, a true joy. So living by Jesus, oh, every anxiety is gone. Every unknown is gone. Every form of what if no more, because Jesus said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Yes, he spoke. He said, as the Father has sent me, now I sent you. Before he ascended to heaven, after his mission was done, 3.5 years of his ministry, he spoke to his disciples, go and wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father, that's the Holy Spirit, and you shall be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Then you shall be a witness to me in this Jerusalem and in Judea, in Samaria, and all other part of the world. Yes, that's a message of Christ, message of salvation, message of living victoriously, message of hope. Yeah, hope in this life, hope for the life to come, hope for eternity. All are in Christ Jesus Christ. So it's life living with Jesus. So living life by Christ, you cannot eliminate the Holy Spirit, because our body becomes the temple of God, because God, Holy Spirit, dwells inside us, empowers us. So it's life lived by the Spirit, life lived victoriously through the Holy Spirit. The Bible is true that the kingdom of God is not by eating and drinking, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So life lived through Christ is life lived by the Holy Spirit. Yes, not just about the physical eating, and without eating the spiritual food. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. How do you get this word? You get it from diving into his word, eating of his word, eating of his spiritual food. Yes, it is so good. Yes, because it becomes revelation, because the Holy Spirit caused Christ's word to be a revelation, become nourishing to your soul, become nourishing all to your everyday life, and you never run dry. You always be full of that peace, that joy, because Christ become the hope. Jesus is our hope. Kingdom of God comes with peace and joy and blessing. Everyone that's living today, everyone that's listening, oh, if you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, oh, you are missing a great, 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 great blessing. Because without Jesus, that means your future is in the hands of Satan. And Satan only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's all his agenda. That is what our Redeemer said. But Jesus came to give us life, give us more abundant life, life living daily. Yes, it is the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of our King, our Redeemer, is our strength. That which we go by every day, Nehemiah has proclaimed. Yes, life lived victoriously because Jesus came down from heaven and died for our sin, pay for the penalty of sin that we could not pay by our own. But Jesus paid for it all. For we owe a debt we could not pay, but Jesus paid for our debt. That is why we have to live a life of gratitude, a life of thanksgiving to the Father, a life, oh, that is full of joy unto the Lord, a life of obedience unto the Lord, a life, oh, that is yielded to the teaching of Jesus Christ, because what he gives us, no amount of money can buy, no amount of wealth can buy it. It's a message of hope today, a message that blesses people. I send this message for all those who have not received Jesus Christ, oh, to make that assurance, to take a stand for Christ Jesus, who never leaves us nor forsake us. And he is the only one who will stick by you, oh, even the darkest hour. And he is the friend that sticks us closer than a brother. Yes, it is true. God is so good. The book of 1 Peter says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish. See, this is through Christ. You have Jesus. Oh, you have received the new birth into a living hope. Not hope that is dead, but hope that's alive inside of you. Hope that will never disappoint. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So this hope is a living hope. So when you are down, you remember, wow, my Lord Jesus will never leave me nor forsake you. My Heavenly Father will never leave me nor forsake you, because I put my faith in Jesus. Because I live through Christ. I live by faith. I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit come to remind me. He come to teach me. He come to bring the life of Jesus, oh, the words of Jesus, the words of God, to make it as a revelation, oh, to be able to eat it, to be able to renew my strength, because the Holy Spirit and power, that is why we have to also yield 100% to God's Holy Spirit. Yes, so both the Word and the Holy Spirit work together in us. Yes, the Holy Spirit caused the Word to become alive inside of us. Yes, Christ and changing truth. Oh, Christ and change truth explode inside of you, because you are full of his joy, his peace, because he is inside of you. Your body is now the temple of the living God. So it's life in Christ. It's a life joyfully. It's a joyful life, because you remember you have inheritance that can never perish, that can never be stolen, that is kept there because you have been given into a living hope. That is what First Peter has declared to us right now. So It's life joyfully live, a joyful life. So we want to encourage all those who do not know Jesus, those who do not have peace in their heart. Oh, you are to have peace daily because it's your destiny to receive the forgiveness of sin. Because the Bible says, Romans 6:23 says, Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but life, the gift of God's life through Jesus Christ, faith through Christ. So it is your destiny to receive Jesus Christ. It's a conscious decision one has to make. Oh, have that assurance that confession is made unto Jesus Christ. The Bible is true. The Bible is true that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that we shall be saved, and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. Because by our confession with our mouth, there's a salvation. And by believing in our heart that God raised him, there's righteousness. Yes, there's a righteousness. So it is imputed righteousness. So it's a blessed life. So I want to encourage all, anyone who has not made the confession, anyone who has not made Jesus their Lord and Savior, oh, you can pray with me. The Bible is true. Whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, he said, don't say who will go down to the abyss and to bring the Lord Christ from the abyss. Oh, to tell us what we must do. Oh, who ascend to the highest heaven. Oh, to bring the Lord Christ and tell us what we must do. No, what is the word is near you. If you will confess with your mouth Jesus to be your Lord, yes, you can be saved. And if you believe in your heart, so by confession you can be saved. So I want to encourage anyone who has not given their life to Jesus Christ, yes, to be ready to have this all hope-filled life daily. Yes, because in the darkest hour, oh, he will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. So I want all to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So I just want to encourage all, if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a time to receive Jesus. Oh, to become a member of family of God, a member of victorious team, a member of Christ's redeemed one. Yes, because Jesus is our Lord. He's our head. Yes, he's the head of the body. Oh, there are many members in the body. So we want to encourage all to believe in Jesus, to receive Christ's message, and anyone that's listening under my voice, by the grace of God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit, every demonic assignment, every tormenting spirit, every spirit that may be causing hindrance, could be headache, could be any sickness, we command it by the authority of Jesus to be out in Jesus' name. Because Jesus said, I give you authority over all spirit, all powers. Yes, yeah, all powers in heaven, all powers on earth, all have been given to you. We should go and make disciples of all nations. That is part of life in Christ. Believers' authority. Yes, Jesus' blood has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So I want to encourage all, believe, for nothing is impossible for the Lord. Yes, God is so good. God is so good that he gave his best. So it is a joyful life to live through Christ by faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. So it's a life, live joyfully. Yes, so anyone that is listening, that has not made this confession to Jesus, to make him his Lord and Savior, I want the person to pray with us, to pray this prayer, and mean it with their heart, to pray with their heart, to follow me, yes, to give your full heart to the Lord Jesus and make that confession to Jesus. So please repeat after me so that you have assurance that your life is in Christ, that your name will not be blotted out from the book of life. It's a life lived joyfully on this present life on this earth. Yes, it's a life lived. For the word of God is true. Romans 10 verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus, yeah, you shall be saved, and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead. So please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming down to save me. You become a Lamb of God that was sacrificed. So Jesus, I believe in you with my heart that you died for me and you rose again on the third day. I believe with all of my heart. Thank you for dying for me. And I confess you with my mouth that you are my Lord, my Savior. I confess you. So please save me and write my name in the book of life. Holy Spirit, come, dwell inside of me, empower me, strengthen me to live for God. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. And I make my confession. Today, you are my Lord, my Savior. Help me, Holy Spirit, to live for God daily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I believe if you pray that prayer with 100% of your heart, yes, you are saved, because it's decision in your heart and you made that confession. I believe you are saved because God's word is true. Without faith, we cannot please God. We receive all this promise through faith. And the Bible says, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I believe you are saved. So I pray that you join a good Bible-based teaching church that's led by the Holy Spirit. A Bible Foundation Church. Be going and listening to the Word of God, because the Word of God is very important to be hearing. And the Bible says, don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. So I want to encourage you, find a Bible-based church, go and listen to the Word of God, and pray together and listen to the Word of God, the teaching, so you can grow. The Christian life is not meant to be lived alone. Yes, we need the body. So I want to encourage you, find a good Christian church that teaches the Bible in truth and in spirit. Yes, and be going and grow in the knowledge of God, so you'll be a light and salt. You become a blessing to yourself. You become a blessing to your family. You become a blessing all to whoever is close to you. You become a light in wherever you go. So those that are walking in darkness, they shall see the light. Oh, through you, others shall see the goodness of God. Jesus said the Sermon of the Mount, that's Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. And you are the city set on a hill. You are the salt of the earth. Yes, salt preserve life. So you are to preserve life. All salt also, it costs flavor. So you become a sort of flavor for other people, because they can hear the wonderful praises of God from your mouth, the graceful word that comes from your mouth, because you are changed. The Bible says anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. The new is renewed by the Holy Spirit. So I pray that you are a new creation. You find a Bible-based church, read the Bible, and pray, Holy Spirit, help me to understand and to apply the word in my life. And when you read the word to be a revelation in you. You walk by faith through the word, and having that renew mind. So I want to encourage you, you are a new creation, be strengthened in your walk with the Lord, because God is true, God is faithful, God is amazing, God. Yes, you are a new creation, so I'm thankful that you have become a member of Christ, that you have been gotten to a living hope, not a dead hope. Oh, because the living hope is alive. Jesus is the living hope instead of you. He will never leave nor forsake you. The word of God is true. So I just encourage you and live by faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. And the Bible says, Romans chapter 12, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Oh, your reasonable, your spiritual, your reasonable service of worship unto God. So I want to encourage you, live daily as a living sacrifice. That's being led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's not self-striving. It's yielding to the Lord. Having that new mindset, renewed mindset. I'm a child of living God now. I have a helmet of salvation. Salvation from Jesus Christ, not self-righteousness. And you have righteousness from Christ, imputed righteousness. And your sin has been blotted out. It's clean slate. Your sin has been wiped out by the blood of Jesus. So there's no condemnation. Yes, so I should walk worthy of the Lord, pleasing him. And the Bible says, if we sin, we are to confess our sin and repent right away. For whoever confess their sin and repent out of it, they receive mercy. So yes, the journey, oh, it's a journey of blessing. It's a journey of knowing that you are child of the Most High God. And it's not about religion, but it's about knowing that Christ loves you, knowing that you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, knowing that you have been justified by the blood of Jesus. Oh, you become a child of the Most High God. Have that new mindset, the mindset that is set upon Christ, the mindset that says, I look to Jesus. I do what is honorable to Jesus. I do what is pleasing to him. Oh, he's so good. You cannot get him out of your mind. He's so wonderful. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, because you have made confession to him, because you live for him every day, because you do not hide anything from him, because he forgives you of your sin. He redeemed you. So there's no condemnation. Romans chapter 8 declares, therefore, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So Holy Spirit, you always be led by the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, don't be drunk with wine, but rather be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes. Filled with what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. So always hunger for what is right before God. Always hunger and thirst for what is right before God. Yes, so God is pleased with those who obey, who trust him, who walk with him. Yes, the word of God is true. The word of God is true. And the Bible says, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, I will keep him in perfect peace, those whose minds are set on him. Yeah, he'll keep you in perfect peace. You set your mind upon God. You set your mind upon God. So God becomes the center of whatever you do, because you have made your stand to stand by faith in God. So I should encourage you. Yes, and as you have, you are living for Jesus Christ, always have that mindset. The Bible says, Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, be renewed. Be changed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may please the Lord in all things. Yes. Be renewed. Renewing of your mind, so that you may please the Lord in all that you do. So I just want to encourage you, live by faith in the Lord and trust the Lord. Whatever you do, trust him. Without trust, no. Your faith is what moves mountains. Faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. By your faith, you do what is right before God. By your faith, you say, no, I cannot do this. I choose that which is honorable to God, because he sees everything, because he's so good, because he's faithful, because he's gracious, because he will never leave me nor forsake me. So daily life is lived through Christ Jesus. So I want to encourage you, be blessed, be transformed, oh, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything you do, do it for the glory of Jesus Christ, and confess him, oh, renounce anything that's of Christ from your life, and live a life that's consecrated to Jesus Christ, because he's good. He sees everything, even in darkness. Nothing is hidden from him. Oh, live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So life live through the Holy Spirit. So I just encourage you, be led by the Holy Spirit. He's your comforter, and he strengthens you, he guides you, he teaches you, and he brings revelation of the truth of Jesus to you. So I just encourage you, oh, walk by faith, trust him, walk with him, believe in him. Everything you do, oh, do it for the glory of God, and don't keep it to yourself. Spread the good news to your family members. Hey, I've become a new creation in Jesus. I'm a new creation. My name is written in the book of life. Spend eternity with God. It is important to be a light for your home by walking with the Lord and trusting him. And also important to please find a Bible-based church so you can grow in the knowledge of God. So I want to share this message of hope, message through life in Christ, life lived victoriously, life full of joy and blessing. Every anxiety, oh, cast it out from your mind, because the Bible said, don't be anxious of anything, but by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, oh, make your request known to the Lord, and the God of peace will guard your heart. It is true, because I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's what he says. His promises are yes and amen through Christ. So believe in him. Yes. So believe in him. Now, if you want to reach us, you can reach me. My name is Hope Agbel. Yes, I'm your host. right now, and you can send your prayer requests. If you have prayer requests, you can call me. Call us at 626-755-6002. Again, 626-755-6002. Or you can write at Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California 9117. Again, Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California 9117. God is good. Bring your prayer requests. Yes, right. And I believe God will help you. God bless you. God guide you. God help you in your walk with the Lord. Until we meet again. Amen.